Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. Bring our cloaks because we haven't got dressed yet. I spilt my juice, so my cloak is a bit wet. Will it Ben and Joe's cloaks? Well, they're all bespoke. Mark's cloak's a joke and Ed's a sad bloke because his cloak is broke. Section podcast. Or section podcast. It's Horn Section Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yes, it is. It's the Horn Section Podcast, broadcasting now throughout the globe. It's roll call time. Alex, I'm here, and I'm ready to play. Mark.
I'm here, and I'm ready to rock.
No, I was going to say it has to change each time. Very good. Joe?
I'm here, I'm cheers, I'm ready for beers.
the pianist?
I'm here. I'm ready to tinkle.
Philip!
Hello, I'm over here and I'm thoroughly enjoying myself.
And finally, Ben!
I'm here, can you hear? I'm ready to party!
Whoa. And listeners! Off you go, listeners. Let's kick off right away with a conversation with Philip, the classic guy. He's such a classic guy. I tell you what, he's an impotent guy. Sorry, he's an important guy. Tell us...
Wow.
Let's chat now to Philip. Hey, Philip, I've heard you've got some questions for me.
When I needed a neighbour, were you there? Were you there? When I needed a neighbour, were you there?
I'm not sure. When was this?
And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter. Were you there?
Well, I don't really remember when the incident was. The name doesn't. My name's Alex Horn, but the creed? What is creed?
I was hungry and thirsty. Were you there? Were you there? I was hungry and thirsty. Were you there?
Okay, you were hungry. I vaguely remember. What were you wearing?
I was cold. I was naked. Were you there? Were you there? I was cold. I was naked. Were you there?
You were naked. I don't remember you being naked.
When I needed a healer, were you there? Were you there? When I needed a healer, were you there?
Probably not. I'm not a healer. My dad is a GP.
Wherever you travel, I'll be there. I'll be there. Wherever you travel, I'll be there.
I'd rather you weren't. Thank you, Philip. Lovely conversation.
That's excellent.
Oh, dear me. We have a one-person guest audience now. Who is it, guys?
It's May Martin.
It's May Martin. Let's meet her. May Martin! Hello, May Martin.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready?
I couldn't be more ready. I've had my coffee.
Well, I think you could be more ready because have you done a vocal warm-up, May?
Oh, shit. Yeah. No.
Well, it happens that I have the 10 best ways to warm up your voice from Mariah Carey's Official Guide to Singing.
Oh, great. So if you... I didn't know she'd put that out. Good for her.
Yeah, good old Mariah.
Yeah.
Helping podcasters like us. So I've got numbers 1 to 10. So if you want to give me a number...
9, that's my lucky number.
Is it?
Yeah, because isn't there that Beatles bit that goes number 9 on
the White album,
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I
don't know why that made it my lucky number.
Well, you've got to have one. Mine's very long. Mine's the long number on the front of my credit card.
Right.
It's very long. Yeah. And it very rarely comes up. Okay, so number 9 is you have to stick your tongue out, shut your eyes, and then very high-pitched, you have to say Mariah Carey 3 times quite quickly. So okay. It's tongue out, eyes shut, high-pitched.
For some reason, the eyes shut is the most embarrassing bit.
Okay. I won't look. If you don't want me to look, I won't look. I'm looking away.
You close your eyes, okay?
Okay.
I cannot
Yeah, I promise I didn't look, but I am recording this.
Oh, you'll watch it later.
I'm going to watch it and forever. Okay, you've got to pick two more numbers, May.
Eight.
Oh, what's the significance of eight, May?
It's infinity, isn't it?
Yeah, the other way up.
You know, yeah, it looks like, infinity.
Okay, number eight is you have to put something in your mouth. It doesn't matter what it is, but Mariah says, ideally something blue or black, bite down on it hard, and then hiss Mariah Carey as loud as you can.
Hiss?
Hiss, yeah, that's what she says. It says you have to hiss the words Mariah Carey whilst biting down on something blue or black.
And so I wonder is she doing this? Like, with her own name? That's what I want to know.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got this Corona mask.
Yeah, yeah, that's, but she does say, yes,
did
Corona mask
would be fine. Yeah, okay, says, it's navy blue. Okay, says, hiss.
Bite down and hiss Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, is it working for you?
Yeah.
You are sounding a lot better.
What do you think? Do I sound I sound very buttery, don't I?
Yeah, I was going to say buttery. Okay, yeah. One more, please, May.
Oh, three.
Okay, number three, I'll just go straight into this. It's think about Mariah Carey in your head, really visualise Mariah Carey, and then swallow, and then mid-swallow, if you could try to shout Mariah Carey.
Okay, really picturing, yeah.
You got her?
Kind of All I Want for Christmas era Mariah.
Oh, lovely. Swallow, mid swallow.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, well now we're ready.
Yeah, whoa, great. I feel great.
I'll tell you what, we're gonna kick things off straight away with a question from the band. Because they've sort of got better questions than me. Oh, I've just clicked mail instead of Finder. I find mail and Finder look similar. Do you have that problem ever?
Yeah. I went to get a coffee this morning to wake myself up before this, and the guy's from Slovakia. He's this amazing guy, and I just every morning I get to hear his opinions on the world, and he has so many opinions. Oh my God, on everything. And today his opinion was, he was saying, why are all my friends over the age of 80? I was like, I don't know, why are they? He was like, no, I don't know.
How old is the Slovakian guy?
He's about 30.
Wow, that is odd. I mean, he's right to ask you about that, but he should be asking himself, I think.
Exactly. I was like, you tell me. He's like, I don't know. All my friends are like 80 plus.
I don't think I've got... I've got some friends in the mid-70s, I think.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah, but hard to get many in the 80s.
Yeah, tricky.
Well, I hope to meet him one day. Okay, it's going to be a question from Joe the Trumpeter. Here we go. So hopefully you can hear this.
Hi, mate. It's Joe here. My wife and I thoroughly enjoyed Feel Good. We thought it was brilliant. We were wondering how autobiographical it was on a scale of 1 to 10. Just being nosy, really. Thanks. Bye.
That's nice.
That's really nice. I'm glad that they watched it together as a couple.
Is that quite surreal for you still thinking of people watching the things you make? Because I still can't get over the fact that other people... Because to watch something is quite a big effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to make things just pretending that you're making it for like three friends to watch, because otherwise you go mad. I mean, I'm already quite stressed about like my hair and my on a scale of 1 to 10 autobiographically.
Yeah, sorry, he's asked you to diminish it to numbers, but
well, we've already gone through the significance of some of those numbers too. I'm gonna go with a strong 7.8.
Okay. That is strong. That's a lot more.
Maybe
than a 7.
Edging into the 8s.
Are you going to edge into the 8s?
I might edge into like an 8.1 now that I think about it. It's because it's sort of me about 10 years ago and with dialed up to 100, but it's definitely that character. Like the events are at a 3, mm-hmm. but the emotion and the intention is at like a 10. You know what I mean?
I do. But guys, I've got to ask you, does anyone else think that they're a sociopath?
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah. Could be. You never know, really, do you?
I genuinely think I might be a sociopath. I've got some evidence. Could someone play some sociopathic music, please? Can you stop it? Could you stop the sociopathic drumming?
Yeah.
Could you just do it with brushes or with your
mouth?
With
what?
Brushes?
I'll do this.
Yesterday, after I dropped my kids at school, I turned round and left, and I didn't think about them again all day. until I pick them up again. Not once. Whenever I leave the dog at home by herself, she whines. And as soon as I shut the door, I don't care, and it doesn't affect me in the slightest. Also, I'm often quite manipulative, deceitful, callous, hostile, irresponsible, impulsive, and risky. Right, would you like to diagnose me, Mr. Brown, Dr. Brown?
Yes, you are.
Dr. Reynolds?
Yes, you are.
Are there any other doctors in the house?
No, there aren't.
Well, there we go then. Let's lighten the mood with a game. Everyone want to do that?
Yeah,
yes, please.
Okay, it's called Lingo Bingo. I'm going to read out some lyrics to some songs. You have to buzz in when you know the song. It's called Lingo Bingo because you shout bingo as you don't. You buzz in with your instruments, but it's a bit like bingo because it's a game, and also I changed the lingo of the song. First up, it's a song I've translated into German. Schau mir in die Augen. Du wirst sehen, was du mir bedeutest. Suche dein Herz. Suche dein Seele. Und wenn du mich dort findest, du wirst nicht mehr suchen. Sag mir nicht, dass es sich nicht lohnt, es zu versuchen. Du kannst mir nicht sagen, dass es sich nicht lohnt, dafür zu sterben. Du weißt, dass es stimmt. Alles, was ich tue, ich mache das für dich. Yes, that was Mr. Piano.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
Correct!
Oh, well done. Well done.
What was it? Sorry?
It was Everything I Do It For You by... and I imagine the pianist understood every word of that, but was just waiting for the chorus to confirm it.
I did, but I couldn't remember the name of the song until you said it.
Yeah. Alles, was ich tue, ich mache das für dich.
That's what an N in German A-level gets you.
Round two is obviously the fish round. I've replaced the first and last word of each line with a type of fish. Ready? Mackerel, look and stare so deep in your herring. Haddock, touch on you more and more every dogfish. Pike, you leave, I'm begging you not to salmon. Sardine, your name, 2-3 times in a perch. Monkfish, a funny thing for me to try to cod. Anchovies, I'm feeling in my pride, is the one to crab. Dover sole, I know, I don't halibut. Grey mullet, how your love can do what no one else, lobster. Goldfish, me looking so crazy right now. Octopus, love. Yes, Mark Brown.
It's Beyonce.
It is. With?
In love.
But crazy right now.
It's crazy right now. Well done. Well done. Mark. Tuna, that's fish, love. Got me looking so crazy right, scallops.
We should do a version of that with you singing it like that.
Yeah, we should.
Or Beyonce, even better.
Yes, we won't remember
it
to, though.
It should be a Christmas board game. That's what it should be. My mum would play the shit out of that.
It's the final round now, and this is called the really round. I've added quite a few reallys to each line. Ready?
Yeah.
She really was a really fast machine. She really kept her motor really clean. She really was the best damn woman I'd really ever seen. She had the really sightless eyes, really telling me no eyes. Really. Well, it was the drummer.
AC/DC.
Yes.
Something like, you kept me up all night long.
No, I can't give you that.
Oh, you shook me all night long.
You really shook me all night long. Well done. And the winner was Ben, Mark and Ed.
Yay!
Oh, I wonder how May's getting on talking to me. Let's find out. May, you are our second Canadian guest on the podcast.
Really?
The first being, I imagine you can guess.
Catherine Ryan?
Yeah.
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 Always the first choice for the Canadians.
When I think about Canada, mate, I always think it's the start of a question. Canada, and then so on. So what I did I typed into Google Canada. So I'm going to ask you those questions, if that's all right.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're quite good. I've got the answers as well. So these are right or wrong. The first question was, can a daddy long legs kill you?
Well, yes. I would say yes if it goes in your throat when you're sleeping or something.
Oh, so you can choke on the daddy. I suppose, yeah. You'd need quite a few, I think.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You'd need maybe 100
in a big ball. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, the correct answer was no. The venom's only dangerous if you're an insect, which is a big if. But
yeah.
but you're right. I guess there's a way it can kill you. Can a damaged urethra heal itself? That's the second most common question.
My dad has a kidney stone right now, and he needs to know this. Yeah, I think it can heal itself.
Is his first name Martin?
No, that would be amazing. Mm. James.
Is it James Martin?
No, he's James Chaddo, and I took my mum's surname. But they're together, but my mum was like, she wanted one kid with her surname, so I took hers.
Yeah. So your dad, so you don't know the answer, but you want to know the answer for your dad?
No, I think it can heal itself. I think the body's miraculous.
It can. It's rare, though. Okay. Treatment helps to prevent most complications of urethral injuries.
Okay.
Can a Dacia, which I think is a type of car, D-A-C-I-A?
D-A-C-I-A, sure.
Dacia. Can a Dacia Duster tow a caravan?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it can.
Do you want to?
Oh, it can.
It can, yeah, it can.
It's
four-wheel drive. It can tow a brake trailer up to 1,500 kilograms. So that's interesting. Oh, here's a fun one. Can a dad take his child out of state without his mother's consent?
It's funny how many people must be Googling that for that to come up.
I know, it's quite a legal question as well. I mean, it's quite well phrased.
Yeah, I guess, I think no, I hope not.
You're right. If both parents have parental responsibility and there are no child arrangement orders or restrictions in place, neither of you can take the child abroad. So that's you as well,
yeah,
mother.
Good. Yeah.
Finally, can a Dachshund, how would you say that dog? Dachshund?
I'd say Dachshund, but I'm Canadian.
That's true.
So you might say like Dachshund baby?
I would say that. Can a Dachshund be left alone?
Yeah, but why would you? They're so, you wouldn't want to, would you?
No.
You'd want to keep it with you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, at times you want to break.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, it says not for more than 4 hours. But 4 hours, yeah. 4 hours is quite decent. So that's all the Canada questions. Oh, I should have said to you, is there anything you want to ask me at this stage?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know, if you could go to space and they were doing space travel, space tourism, but they'd only done 4 flights, and they'd gone off without a hitch, except one minor hitch on one of them, but it was sort of fine. And they said, will you go for free for a week to space? Would you do it?
I mean, that...
They've only done 4, though, Alan.
That's better than any of my pre-written questions.
Yeah.
They've only done 4, but there's only one minor hitch. Which one was the hitch on? Is it...
The third one.
Ah, so they've had a chance to rectify that hitch.
Just
I mean,
about.
I think I'm going...
Really? For a week?
A week? I don't think I'd live with myself if I turn that down, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a one-off.
Yeah, I think it is a one-off. Because I think they're in the early stages and they're just trying to get people to sign up. So they're like, this is a one-off chance, free trip.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I recently said it's always good to do things. So we went camping for one night. So it's the same as that, isn't it?
It's pretty much that, yeah. Cool.
Are you off to space? Oh, is there a follow-up question?
There's a follow-up question, sorry. So you're now on the space station or whatever, and you said yes, you're with the group of strangers.
Oh, I didn't realise this. I thought it was just me.
It's just you and a couple other people.
Okay.
And they say, so one of you gets to do a space walk where you go out in the suit and you walk around and you're attached to that kind of umbilical cord to the thing. Do you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, once you're out there, you're going.
Cool.
Well, you didn't say anything about hitches with the umbilical cord.
Yeah, there's been no hitches there.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Cool, man. I really respect this. Yeah, I don't know that I'm going up at all. I'm going to wait till they've done 200, you know.
That's your number.
Flight?
Yeah.
I think 200, I'm like, all right.
But I'm thinking they would have tested it at home.
Yeah. What do you mean?
The first flight wouldn't have been a complete sort of...
Yeah.
Unknown. They would have done some tests in the laboratory, probably. And I think I might have had to have trained a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And you'll never forget it.
Yeah.
You know? It'll make you appreciate Earth so much more. You'll come back down having seen it from space.
Yeah. I could go on Would I Lie to You, probably, and talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. That's the main reason to do it.
Yeah, I'm sort of looking forward to it now. Okay. If you shut your eyes... and think of the first song that comes into your head. What is it? And let's investigate that.
Benny and the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Is that a song of the band? It's a song, isn't it?
Who's it? It's an Elton John song. Benny and the Jets.
I'm a bit embarrassed that my music knowledge didn't... I thought that might be the name of the band.
I'd be a bit embarrassed if I...
Yeah, I'm a bit embarrassed.
You can edit that bit out, can you?
I can't. I'm not in control of the edit. There's a little man called Joel who doesn't wear shoes. That came straight out, did it?
Yeah, Benny and the Jets, Elton John. I think maybe it's because I closed my eyes, and so it's quite a visual thing that was happening, and I saw him in his glasses playing his piano.
That's full on.
Yeah, love that song. I think it might be one of the best.
Was that a surprise that that came out of your head?
No, I'm not shocked by that. I listen to it about once a week.
Do you?
And and in my teens, in my like wayward teens, and when I was sort of always on another planet, I would blast that song. It's got great kind of generational rebellion lyrics. Like, we fight our parents out in the streets to find who's right and who's wrong. Plug into the... Oh, it's great. Yeah, you got to read the lyrics.
I don't think I've given that song any thought at all in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go away and listen to it.
But when you do listen to it, you got to turn it right up loud.
Okay.
Because if you hear it in the background on the radio or something, it just sounds like a pop song. But if you turn it right up and you imagine being there live, I always think about John Lennon's last ever live performance was at an Elton John concert, Madison Square Gardens, and they'd had this like 2-year bromance where they were obsessed with each other. And they did that song, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, which is a kind of gay anthem. And that was John Lennon's only number one hit. Solo hit.
Well, these are all facts, which I'm going to check.
Yeah.
They're great facts.
Imagine if I made all that up.
I sort of hope you have.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, you look handsome today. What's going on with your body? You look ripped.
Thanks. Yeah, I've been pumping.
Jesus. In that small room.
I got some bells. Been pumping.
Me too. I'm doing loads of exercise at the moment. Yesterday, I did 5 star jumps and 1,000,000 press-ups.
That's more than me.
And you've written a love song, haven't you, Ben?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a standard love song?
It's almost like a small show. It's sort of like a musical, but squeezed into about 3 minutes.
Just so, about two guys falling in love, I suppose.
Yeah, sort of two guys. Not really two guys.
What do you mean?
One of them's a potato.
Long before time, 'neath the ground and your feet, an ancient being awaiting my birth. My story untold, my skin yet unblemished, my day would come, the egg of the earth.
Whilst high in a tree, far, far away, in a swaying old palm, I lived in a distant land. A tropical spud, blowing in the breeze, a hairy old nut, I was plucked by a man.
Across the shop, I rubbed my eyes. The most beautiful nut, a nut twice my size.
I turned my head, I tossed my hair. We made love in all 7 that night, yeah.
We made love next to the value onions, yeah.
Egg of the earth,
nut up high.
You're my jewel of the soil.
You're my bollock from the sky. You've got the hair,
and you've got the eye.
Maybe our children will have teeth.
I don't see why they would have teeth.
Potato nuts, we'll have potato nuts.
Hairy little tuba children, sweet or starchy, crack or peel them.
Potato We'll have potato nuts.
They'll be filling up your larder. Tastes like chips and pina colada.
Potato nuts. We'll have potato nuts.
I'm with you.
You're with me.
Potato nuts for tea.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. That
beautiful.
It was like War of the Worlds by Jeff Wayne at the start.
Great song, Ben and Joe.
Thanks,
I loved
Alex.
It.
Thank you.
But let's head back over to May immediately.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'd like to write a sad kid song with you now.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just one word each. We'll just do a chorus and then, or like an opening. We'll just take it in turns. It doesn't really matter what comes out, but then the band will try to turn it into a sad song for kids.
Okay, and are we doing just the lyrics or the melody?
I think
too?
Just the lyrics.
Yeah, I think so.
It's early in the morning, so we're just going to say alternative words, alternate words, and the band will sort out the melody.
We're the Bernie Taupin to their Elton John.
Exactly. And I think that's how he did it as well.
Yeah, one word at a time.
Yeah.
Over Zoom.
Do you want to start or shall I?
I'll start.
Well, I guess we're trying to get a rhythm with some rhymes in, if that's all right. If we can get to a couple of rhymes, then we're done.
Three.
Old.
Dogs.
Went.
Remembering.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's the first line,
I suppose.
That was quite
abstract.
No, that's good. Three old dogs went remembering.
It's quite poetic, though,
yeah.
As if remembering's a sort of a verb.
But I want to hear the rest of the song. Nothing needs to rhyme with remembering, I think, unless we...
No.
So we'll do the next line. And then, okay, three old dogs went remembering. Yeah. When...
It...
Started...
To...
Snow...
Gray.
Yeah, because we were thinking rain, but snow's more fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Three old dogs went... This is actually beautiful.
Yeah.
It reminds me of In the Bleak Midwinter, one of those hymns.
Well, wait till you hear it set to music, May.
Yeah. Three old dogs went remembering when it began to snow.
Yeah.
They
all
remembered
the
birthday.
Yeah, I guess that's the end of the line, is it? And then something that ends with snow in the next line?
Yeah, they all remembered the birthday.
Which
came
before
the... I've backed us into a corner here.
Yeah, you have. Which came before the one...
The what?
One. That came before the one.
Okay. Show.
They came before the one show. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we'll play that. Anyway, we'll play that and see if it works.
I think basically the implication there is that there's something really dark happened at this birthday that happened right before they all appeared on the one show.
So, and then, yeah. So the three dogs, they have a trick that they can do, I suppose. That's why they got on the show.
Yeah. They must do some kind of pyramid, dog pyramid, or maybe they do math with their paws or something. And so something really... dark happened, and since then they've just been out wandering, remembering in the snow.
I like to go remembering with dogs.
I love that, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, that went well, I think, or badly. We'll find out.
Yeah. One of the two, yeah.
I've got a question from Ben the drummer.
Hi, May. Ben the drummer here with a business proposition. Since you have a name that sounds like a month of the year, had you thought of teaming up with others with months in their name and making a calendar? I'm thinking January Jones, Judith Chalmers, and later on in the year, a real treat, Decembert Reynolds. Can you think of any more, and are you in? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm in. I don't know who's buying it, but Just as a fun side project, yeah.
Yeah?
Is it like a nude cat?
Or... He doesn't say. It's not... I guess it's implied.
Yeah, it's implied, I think.
Yeah, it's a nude calendar.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that and quite curious about December Reynolds nude.
That's a...
January Jones.
Nice Christmas treat.
Yeah. I don't want to do the admin of trying to get in touch with them all and organize
sure.
it. But if someone else puts it together, I'm in.
You're May.
I'm May.
All right. How's everyone doing? Everyone all right?
Not bad, thanks.
Mm. Really good. Great, thanks.
Yeah.
Could you say no? How's everyone doing?
Oh, awful. Not so good.
No.
I know. It's a tough time, isn't it?
Yeah, depressing.
Yeah. Times, yeah.
Would you mind if I tell a little story about how difficult it is out there at the moment?
Will it cheer us up?
It won't.
Is it difficult for someone who's about to have a new Taskmaster broadcast?
Oh, yeah. How?
Well, that is now currently out on Channel 4.
Oh, okay,
you're right to mention it. It's on Thursdays at 9 p.m. But this story is not about me. It's about my friend who's the same age as me. This is a true story. He's just split up with his wife. Their kids go to the same school as mine. His wife's called Georgia, who actually was at college with us. Anyway, they split up. And she took everything, almost everything, except for his favourite mug. So all he had was a mug, and then the mug broke, and that was sad. So he wanted to buy another mug that was just the same as the first mug. So he found one on eBay that was just the same, and he was quite excited about that. But then he got in a bidding war with someone else, and he ended up paying a huge amount. Do you want to guess how much he had to pay?
Yes.
£10.
£22.
£2,000.
For a mug?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. In fact, Joe Walker, could you play the unbelievable music for me, please?
I was sipping at a cup of tea, just sipping, but it spilled on me. What's wrong with my old mug? It leaked on me when I took a slug. So I'm bidding on a cup on eBay. Throw the broken old mug away. I'm just bidding on a cup on eBay, not Amazon Prime. I left my wife called Georgia, and she sold all my stuff on the same day. I have nothing to drink from since I threw my leaky old mug away. So I'm just bidding on a cup on eBay, hoping I won't have to overpay. I'm just bidding on a cup on eBay, not Amazon Prime. Looks like no one's gonna bid. I could win this mug for £2, but then someone has bid £2.50. Can I bid £3? Oops, yes I did. Then the other guy times his bid by 10. I bid, but then he does it again. I need a £2,000 loan just to make this cup my own. I'm just bidding on a cup on eBay, watching the guide price roll away. Ooh, I'm just bidding on a cup on eBay. It's whistling time.
The end of it.
Wow. Incredible.
Wow. Wow.
What a journey. What?
I think I'm going solo. Right.
Yeah, please.
Back to May. We're there, really. I've got to ask you a couple more questions from the band. I'll do a couple in a row. You can deal with these as you will. So Ed says,
"Hi, May. It's Ed from the horn section. How's the piano coming along? You doing all right? Hope so. Bye."
Wait, I know Ed. He's saying that because he's tried to teach me piano before, I think, right?
Yeah, this does ring a bell. I can't remember. Yeah, why did he do that?
I used to see him a lot at Union Chapel, and we'd be backstage, and he'd I'd always try and get him to teach me stuff, and he was a great teacher, and he was teaching me, some Elliott Smith thing or something. Yeah, it's coming okay. I have bought a keyboard and the tinkering around.
Oh, he'll be really pleased to hear that. I'll do this. Let's do all of these. There's two more. Mark says,
"Hi, May Martin. This is Mark Brown. Lots of M's. If you had to flee the country, where would you choose to live? Because I think you're Canadian and you've chosen to live in the UK, which must seem like a terrible decision at the moment."
Well, no, a lot of my friends moved from Toronto to America, so I feel quite smug at the moment. But I would move to... there was this book that when I was a kid I read called My Side of the Mountain, and it's about a kind of 13-year-old boy, and he goes to a redwood forest in Canada, I think, and he lives in a hollowed-out tree trunk, and he's friends with a squirrel and a hawk. And so cozy, and it's like snowing, and it lived in the inside of the tree.
What's it called?
And I always thought,
what's it called?
It's called My Side of the Mountain.
I think I've read that.
It's just a really satisfying kind of, it's just a kind of survival book, but it's just very cozy.
I've got some work to do after this podcast. I'm going to listen to Benny and the Jets and read that book again. Okay, the last question is from Will.
Hi, May. Will here. Hope you're well. Really enjoyed Feel Good. Binge watch that, it was brilliant. My question is, do you have any recommendations for music that I might not have heard, and film I might not have heard, and something else, a television series that I might not have watched? All right, hope you're enjoying Alex's company. Speak soon, bye.
Music you might not have heard, there's a Canadian band called Half Moon Run, I saw them live right before lockdown, and they're really good, I think. They sound very Canadian. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that
half
means,
moon run.
But Half Moon Run. Yeah. They've got three or four great albums. And then TV show, I've been watching Naked and Afraid, which is they put two people buck naked in the jungle and they have to survive and they have nothing and they're a survival. It's a bit My Side of the Mountain, actually. And then they have to, they get bitten by snakes. They are arguing and they have to survive 20 days. It really makes you feel grateful to be.
See, I like the sound of that. I know Willett, the bassist, quite well. I don't think he's going to go for that.
Oh,
but
really?
I think he should give it a go. I think he should try it. I think he will. I think he'll be sniffy about the concept.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's he watching? Like The Sopranos.
He's watching documentaries.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of them. And their main.
Well, if he's interested in the human condition and documentaries, this is a very raw.
Okay. Well, I think he will do what you say because he's easily led.
Okay.
Have you done comedy since you were 16?
13.
Oh my God, there's a clip of you on YouTube from a TV show in 2003.
So embarrassing. Yeah, doing a character in my school uniform. Yeah. I started when I was 13, so that means I've been doing it 20 years.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
I know this is a dull interviewer's question, but was there any other option, or is this?
No, I mean, I dropped out of school when I was 15 to do it full time, so I have no skills. I kind of have to make it work.
It's interesting, isn't it? That's there can't be many people who left school to do it at 15.
Oh, it was a big mistake, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like, you know, very adult world and. I don't know what I was doing there. But
so I suppose over here, that's a bit like Josie was. She was very young, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, Josie and a couple of others. So wasn't Simon Amstel really young?
Probably. But he sort of went from the TV world into it.
Okay.
But good. Well, that was sometimes it's okay to ask a normal question, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
Before I ask you the last question, is there anything you'd like to mention that you want people to sort of do? You know, is there some place you want to direct them to watch your stuff or see your stuff or anything you want to say to them?
It all feels a bit irrelevant these days, doesn't it? You just want people to vote and, you know, be nice to each other.
Yeah.
The world's on fire. I think, so that, like, just be nice, resist the polarizing forces, and I think, you know, and then also watch my comedy.
Yeah, yeah. So get the first thing done, but then when that's done, if, the first thing you should do. The new traditional final question for our guests is, what would you like us to sing at your funeral, May? Because we're going to turn up at all our guests' funerals and sing outside the whatever building you have your funeral at. So, yeah, one song, we'll sing it for you.
Outside Notre Dame.
Sorry, yeah, outside Notre Dame in Paris.
I like Three Old Dogs Went Remembering. Yeah. I really like Three Old Dogs Went Remembering and thought about the birthday that came before the
it
one show.
It is quite a funeral song.
Definitely. Yeah, but also there's...
Because we will sing it at the end of this podcast. We'll do a quick version of whatever you choose.
Okay, well, this is quite a challenge then that I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a Pink Floyd song called Great Gig in the Sky.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has a vocal solo that's outrageous. I wouldn't mind some of that.
Someone having a crack at that. Just yelling that out outside mid-funeral.
Yeah, it's very like, I love that song. If it's in the winter, my funeral, then I do love that hymn In the Bleak Midwinter with lots of harmonies. In the bleak midwinter, that one.
Quite a Christmas funeral. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do a version of In the Bleak Midwinter with the vocal solo over the top. Can't be a bad idea. We're done.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's now time for our podcast within a podcast. It's What's in Your Rubbish Bin?
What is in your rubbish bin? But what is in your rubbish bin? But what is in your rubbish bin today?
This is where I hide outside a celebrity's house for 2 weeks, note down their bin collection pattern, then steal their bin and find out what's in their rubbish bin. And the celebrity whose house I've been hiding outside this week is dance enthusiast and new presenter of Family Fortunes, Bruno Tornioli. And here he is with us today. Hello, Bruno. Ben, you're playing the part of Bruno Tornioli today because, unfortunately, Bruno Tornioli has not agreed to come on the podcast. Okay. Hello, Bruno.
Hello.
How are you, Bruno?
I'm good. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. I'm excited that you're doing this. Are you excited?
I'm so excited too. Thank you.
Are you not dreading it a little bit?
No. Maybe.
Well, I'm now going to list the contents of your bin, Bruno, okay. And then we can have a little chat about some of the items. Here goes.
What is in your rubbish bin,
Bruno?
What is in your rubbish bin,
Bruno?
What is in your rubbish bin,
Bruno Tognoli? A box marked eggs, inside of which there were some eggs. A little statuette, it looked a lot like Bruno. Bamboo, loads of it, face paint, pepper, candles and another statuette that also looks like Bruno. A massive fake thumb, a bottle of whiskey. Polystyrene ball and strips and bits and bobs and the usual stuff. A very old Playboy, goldfish, a tent and a shoe. 8 packets of mackerel, mud, cheese and a brand new Hoover.
Bruno Tognoli's bin.
Wow, what an amazing bin you had in the last fortnight, Bruno.
Thank you.
Do you remember throwing all those things away?
Yes, some.
The goldfish was still alive.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was dead. It didn't move for ages. Ages.
You should have checked, and also you should bury it, not just chuck it in the bin.
I know, but he looked dead. So dead.
The fake thumb was enormous.
Mm. I got big one big hand. My left hand is big, really big.
All right. Bamboo. Similar to last week, actually, there was loads of bamboo in your bin. Most of it was bamboo, actually.
David Gower came around my house and he said, could you put this in your bin? Because I don't have any more room in my bin for my bamboo. He said, ask no question. I said, I don't ask question. He put it in my bin.
All right. Okay. Face paints, pepper, candles.
Yes.
Mud.
Finished.
Cheese.
Dead.
And the brand new Hoover.
I don't like Hoover. I got a dustpan.
Well, it's lovely to have you on the podcast, Bruno. Thanks, Bruno.
Bye.
Thanks, Bruno.
Thanks, Bruno.
Right, well, it's a couple of jokes from Willip. Ready for the jokes, Willip?
Which celebrity?
Hang on a minute. We'll do the chant. We'll do the chant. Tell us your joke.
Tell us your joke.
Tell us your joke. Tell us your joke. Tell us your jokes.
Which celeb has the perfect way to stop neckache?
I don't know.
Headrest elbow, which is supposed to sound like Idris Elba.
Tell us your jokes. Tell us your jokes. Tell us your jokes. Tell us your jokes.
Which celebrity sausage is used for an animal's house?
I don't know.
Cumberland rabbit hutch, which is supposed to sound like Benedict Cumberbatch.
I think that might be the best joke ever. That's amazing.
There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Thank you, Willip.
You're welcome.
Well, that's almost enough, but as you know, I always ask the guest what song they want us to sing at their funeral outside the church. And May has asked that if it's Christmas when she dies, she wants In the Bleak Midwinter, but with someone belting out the vocal solo from Pink Floyd's The Great Gig in the Sky over the top. So Ed's going to play In the Bleak Midwinter, and Mark, you're going to sing the famous vocal solo from The Great Gig in the Sky over the top in tune, please. So May, we miss you. This is for you. Sorely missed. Well, that was beautiful. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks to Joe Walker and Joel Porter for everything they do. Speak soon. Goodbye.
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 Boom.
And as a tiny bonus, here is the first ever performance of a song called Three Dogs. Jenny Strickland bought a little boat. Jenny Strickland, she wore her special coat.
Red and green,
red and green,
fleeced lined, oh yeah,
fleeced lined,
a really special coat.
Jenny Strickland sailed into the night. Jenny Strickland, she lit some dynamite.
Red and sparky,
red and sparky,
really powerful, oh yeah,
really powerful,
cool dynamite.
Jenny Strickland threw the dynamite. Jenny Strickland, she made a flashing light.
Red and yellow,
red and yellow,
noisy flashing,
noisy,
oh yeah, a really flashing light.
Jenny Strickland
naughty
sat back down and smiled. Jenny Strickland has always been this wild.
Red's her colour,
red's her colour,
red's her colour,
red's her colour.
Red has been her colour since she was a child.
Jenny Strickland,
Jenny,
wearing her nice sweater,
so nice.
Jenny Strickland always drinking Dr. Pepper.
Red and white,
red and white,
red and white,
red and white,
red and white.
It's always Dr. Pepper.
Zygmilski was up a tree. Viv Nilski was up a tree. The Nilskis were both up a tree for their anniversary. The Nilski anniversary, wedded years came to 50. This is why they climbed a tree for their big anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Scott Eastwick. Scott Eastwick. Scott Eastwick. Scott Eastwick. Scott Eastwick. Scott Eastwick.
Rachel got her PhD.
There was a cracking little ginger guy named Lewis. I can't name all his virtues, they're too numerous. He licked hands to say thanks to those he cherished, specifically his friend and owner Gareth. Oh, what a cat! There's not much more to say, it's just a simple fact. Oh, what a cat! He loved everyone he met, he was the perfect pet. He'd nuzzle every person that he ever met. He'd bring mice as a present once they'd perished, specifically his friend and owner Gareth. Oh, what a cat! There's not much more to say, it's just a simple fact. Oh, what a cat!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.